Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Have you ever received an invitation that you just couldn't turn down? Perhaps it was an invitation to a special event or gathering that you had been looking forward to for a long time. In today's message, we will be exploring the most important invitation you will ever receive. We shall delve into the depths of this invitation and its significance in our lives. So, let's open our hearts and minds to receive all that God has in store for us in this message. The topic is God's special invitation, and our Bible text is from Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me."
Have you ever felt like there's something missing in your life, but you can't quite put your finger on what it is? You have a good job, a nice home, and a loving family, yet you still feel empty inside. Maybe you've been trying to fill that void with material possessions, or maybe you've been looking for fulfillment in all the wrong places. But the truth is, nothing in this world can satisfy the longing in your soul like a relationship with God. In Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is an invitation from Jesus himself to come to him and experience his presence. God's invitation is for all of us, regardless of our past mistakes, our current struggles, or our future fears. He loves us unconditionally and wants us to know him intimately. In John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God loves us so much that he sent his only Son to die for our sins so that we could have eternal life. Do you have a relationship with Christ? Do you know him? It's not enough to just believe in God's existence or even believe in Jesus' sacrifice. You must also have a personal relationship with him. In John chapter 10 verses 27 to 28, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus wants us to know him intimately and follow him closely. He wants us to hear his voice and trust him with our lives. So, how do you accept God's invitation and experience his presence? First, you must acknowledge your need for him. You must recognize that you are a sinner and that your sin separates you from God. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have all sinned. We cannot earn our way into a relationship with God through good works or religious rituals. We can only come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. Second, you must repent of your sins and turn to God. Acts chapter 3 verse 19 says, "Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Repentance means to turn away from our old ways of living and turn toward God. You must ask him for forgiveness and seek to live a life that pleases him. Third, you must trust in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. In Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10, we read, "If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." You must confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your hearts that he died for your sins and rose again. And finally, you must seek to know God intimately through prayer, reading the Bible, and fellowship with other believers. James chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." Make time in your busy life to seek God's presence and to listen for His voice. You must read His word and apply it to your daily life. And you must surround yourself with other believers who will encourage you and hold you accountable in your walk with God. When you accept God's invitation and experience His presence, your life will forever change. You will no longer need to strive for fulfillment in the things of this world because you will find true satisfaction in Him. In John chapter 15 verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me you can do nothing." When you abide in Christ, you bear these fruits in your life: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23. You become more like Jesus, and your life gains purpose and meaning. Accepting God's invitation is the most important decision you can ever make in your life. It's a decision that has eternal consequences. In John chapter 5 verse 24, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged but has crossed over from death to life." When we accept God's invitation, we have the assurance of eternal life with him. As you accept God's invitation and experience his presence, remember that it's not just about you, but about the impact you can make in the lives of others. Be intentional in sharing the love of Christ with those around you and making disciples of all nations. Offer yourself to God as a living sacrifice, allowing him to transform you and use you for his purpose. Today, let us support and encourage one another as we walk with God, and let us always remember that we are a part of his family. God's invitation is open to all who will receive it. It doesn't matter where you come from or what you have done in the past. His love is unconditional, and his grace is freely given. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Jesus is always there, knocking at the door of our hearts, inviting us into his presence. So today, if you haven't already given your life to Christ, I invite you to accept God's invitation. Try to open the door of your heart to him and experience his love, grace, and mercy. As you respond to his call, I encourage you to pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I come to you today as a sinner, in need of your forgiveness and grace. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead, and I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I ask that you come into my heart and transform me from the inside out. I want to live my life for you and become a part of your family. I surrender my life to you and ask that you use me for your purposes. Thank you for your love and grace, and for inviting me into your presence. I trust in you and place my faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer with me, I want to congratulate you on making the most important decision of your life. You have just become a part of God's family, and your life will never be the same again. I encourage you to find a local church where you can grow in your faith and connect with other believers. And remember that God loves you unconditionally and his grace is always available to you. Keep seeking him, and he will guide you on your journey. Finally, I declare to as many that are listening to us. As you go today, I pray that the mighty hand of God uphold you. May his grace and peace fill your heart. You are blessed today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 29 and chapter 30. And for the evening, Mark chapter 16. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.